Bang, bang. It's Friday. We finally made it, Laura. I mean, holy cow. This has been the longest week of my life.
Oh, man. I'm right there with you. And normally I'm not like this, mm-hmm. but yesterday felt so much like a Friday. And maybe it was because you and I know each other's schedules so well.
Yeah, and there were changes.
And you confused me. Yeah. On Wednesday, you had a meeting that normally occurs on a Thursday.
Yeah,
we talked about it. And then I got all messed up. And I swear, yesterday I woke up and I thought it was Friday.
I had all kinds of things slow me down and then all kinds of changes in the schedule. And I knew Valentine's Day was coming and I'm not really into it. And we talked about that yesterday. I got home and into my recording studio and there were flowers and candy on my counter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So now what am I up against now?
Here's the thing, though. Do something unexpected. I have faith and confidence in you, Thomas.
Thank you. I will. I promise. Mm-hmm. I will. For those of you who would rather celebrate Chinese New Year, Happy New Year. It's the year of the ox.
The ox?
Why don't we do stuff like that in the United States? Because last year was definitely the year of the ass.
Right?
I mean, so, the year of the ox on the Chinese calendar. Happy New Year. To our
Happy
Chinese
New Year,
friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. The Year of the Ox.
Do they have like
I'm trying to see.
Do they have like an old lang syne they sing or something?
I know they set off a lot of fireworks.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're the best. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Happy New Year.
Oh, my gosh.
To the Chinese.
Last year was the year of the rat.
It certainly was.
Wow.
In so many ways.
Oh, my gosh.
In so many ways.
So last year was the year of the rat, which apparently is the first animal in the Chinese zodiac. This year is the year of the ox, the second in the cycle. Mm-hmm. The ox is symbolic of hardworking attitudes and reliability, obviously because of its role in agriculture and all.
I never met an ox who called in sick. They are hard workers. They are hardworking
They're
ox.
They're calm, patient. Can be trusted. Although they say little, they can be very opinionated. These are individuals who are born in the year of the ox. They're also strong, believe strongly in themselves, are stubborn, and hate to fail or be challenged.
The year of the ox. We'll do that on Flashback Friday. I think it's from the 70s. The year of the ox. Anyway, late night soundbite on the way. Jimmy Fallon talks about, don't just make a snowman, make a snow sculpture. Stupid news, which is something new, we call it, and there it is. And also, we'll hear the regular news, and who knows, maybe some good news with Laura Good.
Some good news, of course. Lots of stories to make you smile this morning. And then, as always, take your requests for Flashback Friday. Mm-hmm. You can get them in early. You can do it right now.
Yeah, do it right now. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Mark has got the news, sports, and AccuWeather coming up next. But we've got a new feature here on the show. It's kind of a look at stupid news, or as Laura and I would say,
and
there it is. First, what is up with Gorilla Glue going viral?
I'm going to show y'all something. I got some Gorilla Glue right here. I'm going to take it, put it on this cup, put it in my mouth.
No, you're not. No. No Gorilla Glue in your mouth, buddy. No.
I trimmed the cup with some Gorilla Glue and placed it in my mouth for a few minutes, in which I thought that I could lick it off.
No, you can't lick off.
Basically,
you know what? Just stop. Because in this situation, you have to pay attention to the gorilla in the room, especially when it's glue.
That's such a bad idea.
There it is. And then government has been turning us upside down for a long time.
Will the gentleman suspend? I'm sorry, Mr. Emmer?
Yes.
Are you okay?
A congressman is upside down during a Zoom meeting.
You're upside down, Tom.
I don't know how to fix that.
Would someone assist Mr. Emmer in getting right side up?
I don't know how to fix it.
Once again, politics turning us upside down.
And
there it is.
Banking.
That's a feel-good song for a Friday right there.
That's a great song.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Hey, we've already heard the news.
Epic adventure.
Breaking news, everyone talking about.
How about the good news with Laura Good?
Let's start with a garbage collector.
Wait, what?
Here's the thing. A guy has been going around to different street vendors and buying out all of their food, whether they have to sell it during the day or when they're done with it at the end of the day.
Okay.
So then they don't have to stand out in the cold very long, right?
Right.
Seems like nice. A nice gesture.
Okay.
But wait, there's more. Mm. He then turns around and gives all of that food to homeless shelters.
Oh, wow.
I'm going out every morning, and I'm buying out the tamale vendors so they can go home and get out of the cold for the day. You know, the tamale cart vendors are selling half what they used to sell, so just out here trying to support them.
Hey, that's a great idea and good news.
Right? So then it supports the homeless shelters, gives them something to eat in the evening. It's a win-win, in my opinion.
It's good news.
Coming up next, speaking of garbage men.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw this video online. It's unbelievable. Two garbage men in Louisiana saved a 10-year-old girl who had been abducted this week.
Oh, yeah, that whole Amber Alert thing.
I didn't second guess it. For that car to be parked in this location, it matches the description on the Amber Alert. Something is not right.
Be like, man, what you think we should do? I'm like, we're going to just block the driveway. That way, there's no way out. When the cop took the little girl out the car, I'm not exactly sure what she said, but sound like she said, I thank y'all.
Go into action. Call 911. A lot of people nowadays, they see things, but they're so scared. Go with your heart. You know, take the wheel.
Go with your heart and call 911. Unbelievable.
Right? If you see something, say something. Go with that gut feeling because it could save someone's life, like that 10-year-old little girl who is now home safe.
You know what? Just hug your random garbage man today, okay?
Right?
That's good
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's very, very good stuff. And last but not least, this starts with somebody stealing something from somebody else, but I promise it has a good ending. So...
I felt wrong for what I did.
He was very apologetic. He was, sir, I'll work it off. I'll do whatever. And, you know, somewhere in that conversation, the moment changed. And I was looking at him. I was like, no, I don't want you to work it off. We really want to find a place for him to lay his head at night. A legitimate place.
Wait a minute. The guy got hired?
The dogs are excited about it
this
as well.
This is a great story.
It's a wonderful story. Basically, a homeless gentleman stole a whole bunch of tools from a construction site, but then came back 3 days later to apologize. The owner, instead of contacting authorities, gave him a job.
Maybe your garbage man's at the door right now, Laura.
No, that was yesterday.
I mean, we have a garbage story about leftover food. We have garbage men who recognize the kid. This is just great. Thank you.
And that is the good news with Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX.
News is coming up next. Mark, Rob, the Sports Center, and Steve have all that stuff. Flashback Friday on the way. It's Tom and Laura in the Morning. Explain this to me, Laura. You got to explain this to me.
Okay, what?
Do we really need Galentine's Day tomorrow? A day where the girl pals get together? Do we really need that? Come on.
Yes.
No. I knew you'd say yes. No.
Of course. This has been a thing since Parks and Rec. Valentine's Day. It's the best day of the year.
Now you got to help me out. Is it just where girls hang out? Or if you're a guy and you have like a girl best friend, could you hang out with her? Or doesn't that work?
Typically, I mean, if we're following the official Valentine's Day rules, okay?
Yeah.
It's for the girls.
All right. Because the way I look at it is I live with my best friend and she's a girl. And you're my best friend at work. So there you go. I got it made. So why can't I have a Galentine's Day?
I mean, technically speaking, it's supposed to be a celebration of female friendship.
Yeah, that's what it says here, gal pals. But you're a gal pals. And you're my pal.
Sure, but you're a boy. So.
Well, last time I checked, yes.
You don't get to celebrate with me this time.
Okay, fine. Galentine's Day.
A different celebration.
Is there a Galentine's Day? It doesn't even sound right. But I mean, is there, like, what is...
Seeing as we tend to live in, like, a patriarchy, I don't think the boys need a day. Every day is, like, boys' day. So give us this one day, okay?
All right. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
I'm just thinking if you
down
got...
with the patriarchy.
If you guys out there take over on Sunday and say it's Daytona Day... Woo, you're missing Valentine's Day. You're in trouble if you call Sunday Daytona Day.
Actually, excellent point. So racing fans out there, tread lightly.
Yeah.
Make sure that you at least have like a card and some flowers for the significant other before you like click click on that TV.
Enjoy that race, guys, because it may be the only action you get for a year.
Lord have mercy.
Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura. A little collective soul. Remember the Georgia satellites, Laura? Keep your hands to yourself.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Well, the quarantunes are kind of supporting people this Valentine's Day who don't have a date. You could pretty much put on your mask and get out there and find somebody. And because you're wearing a mask, you could pretend you're somebody else.
My phone was in my pocket going jingling-a-ling. It was a number I didn't recognize. Woman started to tell me things.
Ooh.
Said she didn't have a date for Valentine's Day. Uh-huh. I said, give me your address and I'll be there right away.
Uh-oh.
And I said to the nice lady, don't feel too bad about yourself. She said, just wear your mask. I'll pretend you're somebody else. Do you even want to know my name? I said, baby, 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 what about COVID-19? She said, I just got back from the doc, and I tested clean.
Ooh.
And then she told me a story about having your eyes wide shut, but I was too easy looking at her cute little butt.
Easy, buddy.
My Valentine's surprise turned out to be top shelf. She said, just wear your mask. I
pretend you're somebody else.
Yeah. Nice.
As long as you test positive, you just go ahead on. I don't know about that remedy.
I thought it was hilarious.
The quarantunes only here with Tom and Laura in the morning.
On 94KX.
So put on your mask.
And keep your hands to yourself.
Perfect. Late night, you heard Tom and Laura talking about it yesterday, that $8,000 Louis Vuitton sweater.
Louis Vuitton has a sweater that is covered in puppets. The sweater goes for about $8,000, which is a small price to pay for something that will get you mauled outside of kindergarten.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Mickey says, I heard you guys play this weeks and weeks ago, but I think it fits for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Okay. It's Striper. Honestly.
This is a nice song.
Ah, slow dance.
Okay.
Honest.
Wow, there you go. There's a good Valentine song right there.
That's a great song.
Yeah, we played a few weeks ago, and it was literally the first time I heard that song in 30 years. And someone said, I know you just played it a few weeks back, and it was, but if you're playing love songs, can you play that, you know, honestly, by Striper? I said, sure. There you go.
Yeah, why not?
What the heck? Anyway. All right, a chance for you to scream out with birthday buddies coming up in just a bit, but I'm looking at the celebrity birthdays and I'm very disappointed that I can't find the music I'm looking for when it comes to Chyna Phillips. We know her as Wilson Phillips, the Phillips part of the Beach Boys Mamas and Papas combination.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe I'll be able to find something later when we continue on because...
We could play Hold On.
Yeah, Hold On would be a good Valentine song. Release Me would be... just the opposite. Anyway, Chyna Phillips is 53 years old today. Now, this song kind of has a Flashback Friday feel to it. He is 69 years old today. He sang with Steely Dan. He sang with the Doobie Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went out on his own and did a lot of cool, jazzy, classy stuff like this. But you might remember this song from the 40-Year-Old Virgin. That's it.
Oh, my gosh. That movie's too funny.
Yamo Be There was a huge hit. That was like a Quincy Jones Quest kind of thing where he's singing.
It was.
He's singing with a whole bunch of other people. But anyway.
Heavenly Father.
Happy birthday. All I can think of is the 40-year-old virgin.
Same.
Yamo be there. You play that song one more time, Yamo burn this place to the ground. Anyway, happy birthday to Doobie Brother Michael McDonald. 69 years old today. Wow. All right, now you know what time it is, Laura, right?
It's time for the local celebs, or as we like to call them, Tom and Laura's birthday buddies.
Yabo Bida. Amanda Furlong is 35 years old today. Her husband, Jeff, is a buddy of mine, so Amanda puts up with me a lot. So happy birthday, Amanda.
A very happy birthday to Amanda Oley from Danville, 42 years old today.
Brady Cathy is 68 years old today. Brady, happy birthday, bud.
Diane Stuck from Sealands Grove turns 53.
Elizabeth Costner from Northumberland is 31 today.
Jamila Fry Meyer turns 55.
Happy birthday to Jen Wetzel. She's from Dornsife. She's 49.
Jennifer Hips turns 45. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Jessica Oberlin. She's 37 years old today.
Jody Supsick turns 48.
Hey, Jody. Lynette Beidelschpa is 58 years old today.
Michelle Hoach from Northumberland turns 47.
Happy birthday to Nancy Scheip. 77 years old today, Nancy. Wow.
Phyllis Mallory from Beavertown turns 43.
Stacey Anders from Sealands Grove is 48 years old today. Happy birthday. On the text club, please wish Lana Gilger from Shamokin a happy 36th birthday from her best buddy, her mama, Connie.
Aw, very nice.
And we have a special birthday on staff here, sort of.
Yes, we do. The daughter of the super cool and awesome Tina Fry, Sarah, turns 12 years old today. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, we miss you. Sarah hasn't been in the building just like you, Laura.
No, she hasn't.
Since
I know.
The pandemic. But when she was in the building, she would always sneak around to my office and know where the treats are in my bottom right-hand desk.
In your drawer. I know where they are, too.
There you go. So, Sarah, happy number 12, and let's hope all this pandemic thing is over soon so we could all be together as a family, right?
Absolutely. We have a couple from Facebook.
Okay.
A very happy sweet 16 to Caitlin Fennessy. That's from Michelle. Caitlin is a sophomore at Sealands Grove, and she's celebrating her sweet 16 birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, my dear. Hey, everybody's got one, right?
That's right, and we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday you would like to hear, you can text us at 49330. You can message us on the 94KX Facebook page or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Every weekday morning, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's birthday buddies on 94KX.
Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. What a good time we've had with this whole Be Kind campaign, Laura. It's been a lot of fun, especially this week, Essential Workers Week.
Oh my goodness, it's been wonderful. I really love making people smile when they're nominated, but then also it is wonderful to hear the stories of all of the kind things people are doing throughout the Central Susquehanna Valley.
Absolutely. Our region girl, Joanne Troutman, is on the line with us, but I want you also to say good morning to Marissa. She's the intern that works behind the scenes and makes all this happen, so give them a shout out there, Laura.
Good morning to you both.
Yeah, good morning, ladies. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Joanne, we have a winner, our daily winner, because we've had essential worker winners all week. And this girl is a child care director at Summit Early Learning. And we just got to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and congratulations to this lady, don't we?
Absolutely. Alyssa Higginstaller, she's the child care director at the Susquehanna Center at Summit. She actually got two nominations, which I'm not sure we've gotten others that were doubles, but... I'm really excited about this because my kids went to Summit, and I say all the time that I don't know what kind of mother I'd be without all of those amazing people at Summit. They really taught me how to be a mom, and I am so happy about this nomination and thrilled for Alyssa.
I love the simple phrase on the nomination that says, she goes out of her way to show kindness and compassion to every child and every employee at Summit Early Learning. That's just cool. That's, Alyssa, you're a big winner. Wow.
It's so exciting. She's excited about her.
Now, Marissa, are you still with us on the line? Because you are an amazing intern.
Yeah, I'm still here. Thank you.
I mean, if it wasn't for you, Joanne would be running around like a chicken with her head cut off. not to mention Seth. Marissa, this has been a challenge and a project, but has it been fun for you?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun, especially this last week. We got so many nominations for just people all over the community who are showing like exceptional acts of kindness. And every other week it's been one winner. So this week we're like, oh, we get to pick five, because it's just been really amazing sitting down and reading all these nominations with myself and the other interns and Stacy and Seth. A couple of them made me tear up. I'm not going to lie. They were just so sweet. And it just made me really happy to see all these people that are just putting in so much extra work right now for everyone, whether it's where they work or doing extra stuff for members of the community. It was insane to read so many stories. So many good people.
You know, if you haven't been with us over the last couple of weeks, Kindness Week started as a week, and we expanded it to a month this year. So Marissa had a lot of work to do. Week one, we did Be Kind to Your Peers. This week, we had a winner every day because of the pandemic. Be kind to essential workers. Next week, Marissa, be kind to people who are different than you. Isn't that neat?
Yeah, I really like the idea of this week and talking about just educating yourself about those who are different than you, going out of your way to learn more about anyone in any way that's different than you. We wanted this to be kind of a spin on a diversity week for this campaign. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Week four will be kind to yourself to wrap up the month. It is the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Ways campaign. 94KX is happy to be in on it. If you want to, I mean, you're hearing this for maybe the first time, you want to nominate somebody, go to gsvuw.org. That's Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. gsvuw.org. Ladies, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. Have a great weekend.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Judas and the Black Messiah stars Daniel Kaluuya as Fred Hampton, the chairman of the Chicago Black Panther Party during the late 1960s. He's on track to become the next major civil rights leader, and J. Edgar Hoover wants to prevent that from happening. The FBI therefore drafts car thief William O'Neill, played by Lakeith Stanfield, to get close to Hampton and report back on any activity the Panthers may be planning. Drama comes when O'Neill gradually begins to admire what Hampton is doing. If he doesn't cooperate with the feds, he'll go to jail, but if the Panthers find out what he's up to, jail will seem like a trip to Club Med. Judas and the Black Messiah works so well because of the superb performances. Daniel Kaluuya is electrifying in his role, making us understand why the man he's playing had such influence in the community. Lakeith Stanfield is also good. Through his work, we feel the pressure-filled situation his character finds himself in. This is a fascinating true story filled with period detail that makes the era come alive. Provocative and with more than a little modern-day relevance, Judas and the Black Messiah gives Fred Hampton his due in riveting fashion. Hmm. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 Huey P. Newtons.
3.5, huh, Mike? Okay. What do you think, Laura?
Sounds interesting, yeah.
Yeah, that movie sounds really, really good. Dinner and a movie for Valentine's Day? Not a bad idea, right?
Could be.
Yeah. Or you could make dinner at home and stay home and rent a movie on your TV. How's that?
Sounds like a perfect plan.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. More of Flashback Friday coming up, right?
That's right. You can get those requests in Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Text us or message us on the 94KX Facebook page.
You know how we love to eat anytime. We are going to eat some delicious Valentine's treats from two different locations this year.
We will share with you all of the details coming up, but I can tell you, It all has to do with our good friends from Wise Markets.
Flashback Friday on 94KX. Hey, I got one for you, dude.
Okay, what do you got?
How about Frankie and the Knockouts? You remember them?
Oh, yeah, Sweetheart.
Yeah, that's a good one, dude.
Oh, that's a great one. What's your name?
Mick.
Okay, Mick, where are you calling from, bud?
The YMCA. I'm tearing it up right now.
Oh, yeah, YMCA Sunbury?
Yeah.
All right, man, you keep working out, and this one goes out to your sweetheart, right? Sweetheart, Frankie and the Knockouts, one-hit wonders from the 80s, Laura.
I haven't heard this song in forever. Excellent, excellent choice pre-Valentine's Day. It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
There you go, Mick, for your sweetheart, who is actually his 30-year-old daughter, Alyssa. Frankie and the Knockouts.
Aww.
Yeah, he's working out at the Y and he takes a break to call us. Isn't that cool?
It's pretty awesome.
I said, so do you have a sweetheart? He goes, well, currently no. Well, then there is my daughter. I said, okay, there you go. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura live from two different locations where we are going to celebrate Valentine's Day with Wise Markets right now.
That's right. And you know what? We both got a special delivery on our doorsteps.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Chocolate-covered strawberries for breakfast? I'm yeah. okay with it.
A very decorative box that says Bakery Creations from Wise.
Right.
Now, I'm opening mine up right now. And
okay.
I'm seeing dark chocolate, I'm seeing white chocolate, and I'm seeing regular milk chocolate. Covered strawberries, but not just covered, but all decorated up real pretty.
I know, with sprinkles and kind of little, like, pretty pieces of sugar. These are fresh dipped in store. Wise Markets does this every year, and honestly, I always send the hint to my husband because they're so delicious.
They're available today through Sunday, so check it out at Wise. Skip the reservations and all the fancy dining. Why don't you just do something at home thanks to Wise Markets, huh?
Hey, why not surf and turf for two? You can pick that up while you get your chocolate-covered strawberries. And then one-stop shopping, folks. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a guy or a gal, whoever you're buying for, get those perfect roses to go along with the chocolate.
The flowers, the cards, the candy, and freshly dipped chocolate-covered strawberries. Mm-hmm. So which one are you going to eat first? I just got to know.
Okay, I'm going to save... Full disclosure, I'm going to save the white chocolate one for Keith.
Aw, for hubby.
And nice my job. Favorite is dark chocolate, so I'm going to have the dark chocolate.
You know what? My favorite is dark chocolate, too. Do you have one with sprinkles on it and then other ones with icing splashes?
Mm. Yeah, mine has little pink and red and white sprinkles on it.
All right. My white chocolate looks like a tuxedo. It's pretty cool. Nice decorations.
Oh, no, mine has nice the chocolate. Pink sprinkles on it.
Ah, I gotta take a bite here.
Okay, hold on. Me too.
Delicious. Wise Markets now, starting today through Sunday.
Is it impolite to talk with your mouth full on the radio?
No, it's not polite, but we're doing it anyway. Hey, you need a last-minute Valentine's Day gift? Stop by the Wise Markets where you can earn 4 times the Wise Reward points on gift cards purchased worth $100 or more.
All I know... is chocolate good, strawberries good, and I'm looking at some roses on my kitchen counter.
Oh, really?
Woo. Yeah, I got the flowers.
Strawberries good, roses good, Keith good.
There it is. And he's all set for Valentine's Day. The man doesn't have to do anything. Wise Markets did it for him.
There it is. Excellent idea. Let's post up a picture of us eating these delicious treats.
You got it. You got it.
Wise Markets is there for you this Valentine's Day. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Hi.
Tom and Laura in the morning, pre-Valentine's Day Flashback Friday, flashing back to last night television, and careful of those selfies you put on your phone.
According to a new survey, people under 35 are 3 times more likely to have nude photos of themselves on their phone, while people over 35 are more likely to have a really close-up picture of a mole.
It's Flashback Friday.
We're sending you back.
Totally. Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Hey, we're going to get fit and feel good in February coming up, right, Laura?
That's right. We'll chat with chef and fitness expert Chelsea Davis from Figo. Keeping it Figo, keeping it fresh. Also, it's Feel Good February. She'll give us all of the details and our final tip for this week coming up next on a Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Flashback Friday, Valentine's weekend. There's romance. And there's George Michael. That's about it. That's all we can say about that.
Yeah. We don't need to go into that.
No. Although Chelsea Davis was enjoying the song. Chelsea is with us this morning. We're feeling good in February, aren't we, Chelsea? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Yes, we're feeling so good, and I'm so excited to talk about today's Fit Tips. Well, I should have talked about what George Michael talks about in the song, but we got to keep it PG for the kids.
Yes, we do. We have to keep it PG.
Yes, no, keep it PG.
Good idea, good idea. Laura's been doing a great job giving us our Figo Feel Good February Tips of the Week, but if you've missed one or two of them or whatever, Chelsea, how about a review of the week, and then we'll wrap up with point five.
Yeah. So here's your recap for the week. So we talked about keeping healthy snacks on hand so that you don't get hangry. There's like legit science behind getting hangry. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a handful of almonds, low sugar yogurt, stuff like that. We're trying to avoid all foods with high fructose corn syrup in it. That stuff is super sneaky. Look at all your condiments in the fridge and just throw out anything with corn syrup or high fructose corn syrup. Okay.
Okay.
Next one is planning your next vacay around a fun fitness activity, hiking, biking, swimming, snorkeling, skiing, you name it. You're going to feel so good after getting some fitness activity in while you're away. It's like utilize that time to feel good.
Yesterday's tip was kind of cool.
Yes. So this is something that you probably have heard so many times, but people don't actually carve out the time to do it. Take 10 minutes a day to meditate or pray, just sit in a super quiet space. You know, that's really hard for me in my life right now. I did a post on my Instagram story and talked about, you know, how I'm meeting myself where I'm at right now. My kids are like sitting there watching cartoons and we're snuggling and I'm doing my little prayer journal. That's where I'm at right now with that. But it's still 10 minutes and I feel so much better after I do it.
Okay, and our fifth tip of the week, our Friday Feel Good February tip, basically about getting the steps in, right?
Yes. Sorry I have to be boring on Valentine's weekend, and this one is, it's like beating a dead horse. Everybody's heard this so many times. Get your 10,000 steps in. You know, people, they think that they get their steps in, but like when you actually look at the numbers, people are falling way behind in America. You know, it's actually pretty easy. So most of us have a smartphone. Some people, you know, have like a Fitbit or an iWatch, something like that. You can also buy a pedometer on Amazon, like the old school pedometer. They're like $20 to $25. And, but the easiest way, if you have an iPhone, there's this health app on your phone. If you just kept your phone in your pocket all day, don't take it out of your pocket. And then you look at that health app at the end of the day, you're going to see how many steps that you're logging. Many of us are falling short. If you live like a sedentary, you live a sedentary lifestyle, you sit at a desk for work, things like that. But if you have kids or you work a very active lifestyle, where let's say like Laura's like tending to her horses all the time. She is really one of those people that probably gets well over 10,000 steps in. So that's your challenge for this next week. Try to get those steps in and just live a more active lifestyle, guys.
All right. Chelsea, this has been so much fun. And Laura always does everything you say. I'm the guy that struggles a little, okay?
Tom, listen, these are just little tips that you can add in, you know, to your life every single day. I try not to make them like, oh, you have to do this sprint workout. Mm-hmm. These are small little changes that you can make so that you can feel good this February.
All right. Well, Chelsea, thanks for the time, and let's all have a feel-good February, right?
Absolutely. Guys, stay Figo, stay fresh. Thanks for having me on.
Bye. Flashback Friday. Go ahead, Laura. I mean, that's for you, girl. I mean,
thank you. I know. I appreciate it.
China
that
Phillips.
Goes out. That was a special request, actually. That goes out to my PIC, Emily.
Oh,
yeah. It's Galentine's Day, a day early, my friend. We're going skiing.
Oh, so you're going to have a little Galentine's Day tomorrow, are you?
Heck yeah.
Emily, you're a lucky girl to have a friend like Laura who could celebrate a Galentine's Day. Because what did Emily text you the other day about when you said St. Valentine was beheaded?
Oh, yeah. She said that, oh, my God. What did she say yesterday? She was like, love is like being decapitated.
Yes. So Emily needs a Galentine's Day. In the meantime, we are celebrating all weekend long with roses and chocolates.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get.
That's exactly it. So that might be help for all of us on Valentine's Day. I know we don't have time, but you know how Tom and Laura love to post a map?
We do indeed.
I'm looking at the map of our favorite candy for Valentine's Day, and I was kind of surprised, but congratulations to Wise Markets, because I was thinking Pennsylvania Hershey Kisses, right?
Mm-hmm. Nope, nope.
Nope. Chocolate-covered strawberries. Boom.
Yes, indeed. They're so delicious.
Wow. Yeah, most people like to go beyond the average Hershey Kiss or the M&Ms or something like that, a box of chocolates. Most of us like to go a little bit, like step it up a bit, like Wise Markets chocolate-covered
strawberries. Yeah, fancy. Chocolate-covered strawberries, chocolate truffles.
There you go. So candy is still very much a part of Valentine's Day. Roses and flowers and candy, I should say. Well, what do you know?
Good stuff.
I think you changed my mind this week. I really do.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm going shopping later.
All right. Make sure you head to Wise.
Come on, tell me you're proud of me. Come on, say it. I want to hear you say it.
Actually, I really am.
How about you, Emily? You proud of me?
She's texting me right now, seriously.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Flashback Friday. Some of us are looking for love for Valentine's Day. ZZ Top just looking for something else. That's a way to wrap that up. Chad Evans is coming up next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Chad just walked in here with power tools.
What?
He walked,
really?
He's got power tools with him.
Do you
think he's building something for his Valentine?
Possibly. Chad's a handy guy.
I know. He's a very handy guy. I swear, if I walk by this studio in a couple hours and there's this big, giant furniture-shaped heart or something, I don't know.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, there you go. But it is Friday. It is pre-Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone, right? And
yes, I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, whether you're celebrating with your family. Maybe you're doing a little self-care, a little self-love. That's cool, too.
There you go. And if you don't celebrate, hey, guys, hello. It's still Friday, right?
Yeah.
So does that bring us to the thought for the day? Tell us something Friday-ish. You got something?
Here's what I'm feeling.
All right.
I got 99 problems, but they can wait until Monday.
Bam. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.